Not only does building your personal brand give you more agency in your career, more freedom to express yourself, and more income when you choose to monetize it, but building your brand internally at your 9-to-5 could be the key to a promotion, raise, and better projects. And in the unfortunate case of a layoff or downsizing, building your brand externally gets you visible to other key players in your sphere, and if they know of opportunities, you get to cut the line. This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you. Because you're a maverick. Let's get started. Hello, Lunchbreaker, my multi-hyphenate friend. I have known that I've wanted to bring you this episode on personal branding since I started this podcast back in the fall of 2021. Here we are in season two, and I am finally ripping off the Band-Aid. And I feel like that's important to bring up in and of itself because I have definitely been procrastinating on bringing you this episode and wanted to normalize the fact when you know that you have something valuable to bring to someone else, whether it's your clients, your audience, but the scope of what you know you want to be able to deliver is just almost a little overwhelming because you have so much to say. That feeling is very real. And I'm with you. You know, the scope of what I have to say about personal branding, its power for your career, how much it can really catalyze so much amazing growth for you. I could honestly turn this into a 5-hour course. I won't yet, but that's all to say that I knew we just needed to have this initial conversation, rip off the Band-Aid, and just have this foundational introduction to the real power of investing and creating your personal brand and why it's actually important, plus the steps that you can take right now, no matter where you're at, so that we can continue having this conversation and start speaking in more nuanced, advanced terms and build your personal brands 2.0, 3.0, and get into grad school with your personal brand. All of that is to come, but I knew we just needed to have this first preliminary convo about it so that we're all on the same page about why now is the time for you to finally invest in your personal brand. Now, when I say personal brand, if you immediately start to think of your LinkedIn bio, your headshot, or your resume, I want you to know that I created this episode especially for you if you are that person, because you're probably missing out on so much more, so much freedom and autonomy in your career by not harnessing a true personal brand. And I want you to take in this visual aid, okay? If you think of your multi-hyphenate career as a triangle, one side of the triangle is your 9-to-5 part of your work life, whether it's a full-time corporate job or a couple of part-time jobs, one side is your corporate career life. The other side of the triangle is entrepreneurship, whatever that looks like for you. Whether it's a full-on business that you're building, you're going all in on that, or if it's freelance work or consulting, another side of the triangle is entrepreneurship. And on the bottom, but supporting the other two pillars, is your personal brand. It's not just any old side of the triangle. It's specifically the bottom but foundational side of the triangle, because the success of both your corporate career and your entrepreneur career depend on the strength of your personal brand. It is the thing that's holding both of them up. So in this personal branding one-on-one, we're going to cover what we actually mean when we say personal brand in the context of your multi-hyphenate career, why your personal brand is key to future-proofing your career and your income, how your personal brand can become an income stream in and of itself, and what you can do right now to start building a personal brand that supports the dream career you want to build. This is going to be so good. So first, let's get a common understanding of what we actually mean by personal brand. Here, for this context, we are focusing on public content. That is ultimately what this is all going to boil down to in a way that actually supports your ongoing, your growing multi-hyphenate career. But if we take a couple of steps back, your personal brand is what you're known for. Point blank. It is what you are known for in your work life or your personal life. And oftentimes those two things collide, those two things overlap. Your personal brand is what immediately comes to mind when someone mentions your name or the perception they form when they interact with anything you create or produce, whether that is a post on LinkedIn or a project at work or honestly, as something as small as a post that you pop into Slack on a group open channel. Those are all things that contribute piece by piece to your personal brand when you think about it intentionally or strategically. You can also think of this as your personal credibility. To quote a thought leader I love, Wes Kao on LinkedIn, your personal credibility or your message, your mission. It's bigger than just your reputation. It's bigger than just how someone feels about working with you. Your personal brand is more about what you stand for, what you delight in, and contribute to others. And I want you to know right now, right this very minute that you're listening to this podcast, you already have a personal brand. Your boss, your coworkers, your clients, your audience already have a perception of you. That is inevitable. That's just interacting with a human. You already have a personal brand, whether or not you have proactively built it, whether or not you've strategically created it. And so it is your opportunity to shape that personal brand strategically to get what you really desire in your career and life. And that is the opportunity I want to walk you through here in this conversation. Your personal brand is something that you consistently build on an ongoing basis, but it also evolves with you. It is not a static thing that you type once into your LinkedIn bio and then that's the gospel forever. Your personal brand is something that you get to own, that you get to prune and shape and shift around a little bit as you continue to grow and evolve in your life and your career, but you only get that opportunity to have it evolve with you if you start creating it now. It's kind of like if you were building this amazing Lego castle, okay? And you, throughout your life, you wanted that castle to look different to represent where you were at different parts of your life. But you can only change and evolve and iterate on that Lego castle if you started putting down the first Legos to build off of to begin with. So you cannot create or evolve this personal brand if you don't start creating it now. I hope that made sense. Okay, Janelle, I get it. I know what a personal brand is, but why the heck do I need one? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. A personal brand is something that everyone, regardless of whether you are a corporate leader, a corporate go-getter rising in the ranks, an entrepreneur, a freelancer, or something multi-hyphenate in between, it is something that you need to harness the power of now. Not only does building a personal brand help you internally at your organization in your 9-to-5, but it also helps you to build a brand externally, not only to attract like-minded individuals who could be your peers, your mentors, to attract business, paid partnerships, collaboration opportunities, but if you mix those two things together, building a personal brand while you're at your corporate job not only signals to your internal employees and your bosses and leaders that you're someone with creative ideas, strategic thinking, unique things to contribute, but God forbid something happens and you are laid off, you are downsized, because you have been building that personal brand externally as well, people in your industry know who you are, they know what you think, they know how you strategically break down and bring new ideas into the sphere of what we're working on, they want to work with you, and if they have an opportunity that they're connected to, you get to skip the line. Building your personal brand internally gives you more agency to express yourself than you may be able to have in your 9-to-5 job right now, or behind the screen working with your own clients if you're a freelancer. Maybe the projects in your 9-to-5 aren't being pushed through as quickly as you'd want them to, or they're getting dropped. Your personal brand is an ongoing project that you can always grow and always pour your creative or strategic energy into. It builds your positive reputation internally as someone with passion, valuable contributions, creative ideas. It could very well be your ticket or a decision maker for a promotion, for the best project or client opportunities, and it dramatically increases your visibility externally, outside of your 9-to-5, when you create and interact with people in your industry or niche. And I've already explained why that is so important. Like I said from the jump, I see your personal brand as actually its own pillar within a multi-hyphenate career alongside corporate and entrepreneurship, because your personal brand can actually be an income stream, a business in and of itself when built strategically. Let me explain how that can work. An extreme example of that would be Peloton instructors, okay? Peloton instructors all have the same corporate job at Peloton. Yes, it is a salaried role and they are under employment contracts. But tons of instructors have also built personal brands that allow them to diversify their work and income streams. For example, Cody Rigsby, a personal fave. He's been employed by Peloton for something like 10 years. And over those 10 years, he's built a personal brand as a fitness expert, a dancer, a Disney adult, a champion for LGBTQAI rights, among lots of other things. And because he has proactively shared those parts of his professional and personal identity, he's been able to partner with and make additional income from, on top of his Peloton salary, he's been able to work with Disney and big fitness consumer brands like Therabody. He's had paid opportunities like Dancing with the Stars and so much more. Yes, he did land these external opportunities because he got huge on Peloton, but honestly, I would argue that it could have been another fitness company to be his launching pad, or he could have been an independent trainer this whole time. The key was he shared his professional and personal interests publicly, consistently, and it is paying off. It is paying off huge. Now, on a more accessible or relatable scale, I see a handful of individuals leveraging their personal brands to blend corporate and entrepreneurship in really awesome, personalized ways. I am going to talk about a couple of examples that I see being really impressive and inspirational right now, and I will put links to each of these people's profiles in the show notes so you can see them in action. One is Amanda Natividad, who is the VP of Marketing at SparkToro. It is a corporate company. She's employed there full time, but she has used her personal brand that she's cultivated on LinkedIn as a thought leader in the content marketing space. In her own career learnings and lessons, she has built an audience and built trust among people in her network that she actually built a content marketing 101 course on a platform called Maven that she built on her own. It is not affiliated with her corporate job, but she gets that side income from running that online course. Past lunch break guest Jack Appleby did the same. He leveraged a personal brand that he created in-house and at agencies to grow a newsletter. His newsletter, Future Social, to 43,000 plus subscribers that he has now monetized enough to let it be his full-time gig now. He created that newsletter, though, when he was still employed, and now it is big enough that he can call the shots and he can determine who he partners with and how he diversifies his income streams even more. There is also a gal I love following on TikTok. Her name is The Corporate Mama. She's a dream future guest here on this podcast. So if anyone can hook us up, definitely let me know. But she leverages really funny comedy TikTok videos about being a corporate leader and a mom to young littles and to build a personal brand that honestly could definitely support her outside her 9-to-5 if she wanted to. I have no doubt. And not to toot my own horn, But yes, to toot my own horn, I've done it. Today, I'm a multi-hyphenate combining a corporate job that I love with a six-figure entrepreneurial career and a monetizable personal brand. My triangle here is fully formed because of that foundational personal brand pillar. And something super important to note there is that I've been building my personal brand since college. I actually went back and really thought about it, and I first understood what a personal brand was and not just a consumer brand about 12 years ago when I was working at NYU's Student Career Center. That was my on-campus job, surprise, surprise to no one. But at that point in time, at that point in world history, social media was just getting more and more popular. This was 2011. We were about to get Instagram. We were about to see people, professional people and aspiring professional people, like interns and college kids, we were going to see them leverage technology and new platforms to be able to say, I'm not just Janelle from XYZ company, like it says on my LinkedIn, but I'm also Janelle with strategic thinking, creative ideas, and passionate stances on these topics that have to do with my work and my life. And that's what we saw unfold. And that is how I decided to think, oh, wow, there's actually something really valuable in just owning your story, owning your narrative and what you're really passionate about, so that you can apply it to many different career opportunities and not just as a candidate for one open corporate role. So over these past 12 years, my God, my personal brand has mostly centered around the career growth space, right? I've leaned into being a career enthusiast when I was in college and thinking like, hey, maybe I like HR. I've leaned into being a future of work nerd, someone who really wants to talk about where we're going after the pandemic and remote work and equitable workspaces, and more recently, a career coach and a career strategist for other people. The fine print of my personal brand has evolved with me over the years, but it's been more or less consistent around one very broad niche, which is career growth, career development. Because I put effort into growing my personal brand slowly but strategically, I have been able to leverage it for corporate opportunities, like job opportunities, jobs that I really, really wanted and loved and have been perfect fits for me, and entrepreneurial opportunities like gigs and sharing different platforms with partnerships and building and selling a coaching business because of the personal brand that I was building as a corporate HR professional. What I want you to realize here is that there is real magic and real potential in your personal brand. All right, and here's where we start. If you are ready to get started, and I hope it's not even an if, but because you are ready to get started, really harnessing the power of your personal brand here, what I want you to do first is just do an audit of what parts of your personal and professional identity really light you up. Think about what could you talk about with earnest and passion every single day if you had to. What could you talk about with earnest and passion every single day if you had to? And I want to give a huge, huge caveat here. You don't have to talk about it every single day to be successful. I don't talk about things every single day and I'm successful. That is a myth. But what could you talk about so consistently and regularly because you just love to nerd out on it? Is it advertising? Is it sustainability? Is it vintage shopping? Is it secondhand shopping? Is it influencer marketing, fitness and wellness, traveling on a budget, organizing your life in Notion? Whatever really lights you up and gets you to nerd out, that is a great sign. It could fold into your personal brand, okay? Once you have a sense of the areas of your life and your work that you love to talk about and share, stay with me, you're going to start actually, here it comes, sharing, like online. like publicly. I know. This is where I usually lose people, and I won't sugarcoat it for you. If you found yourself nodding along to everything you've just heard me say about the power and potential of your personal brand, the only way to make that happen, the only way to grab onto that power and potential and make it yours, is to actually do the thing. Do the personal brand. Build it step by step, post by post. If you've heard that TikTok sound by now, you'll know you can't go over it. You can't go under it. What's that? You've got to go through it. I know, it's true, and it's doable. I promise you it is so doable. I want to tell you about a former client of mine named Melanie. She was in PWP, and she is a fantastic example of just putting yourself out there, knowing that you have that big potential and you want to capture it, and you'll do what you need to do to see it, to see where it goes. So Melanie realized through our work together that people leadership and mentorship was something she'd want to sprinkle into everything she did at work. She loved to mentor others in an informal capacity. She loved to lead lunch and learn sessions on being a compassionate leader and being a great mentor, etc. And she had a lot of opinions about that topic, right? It didn't have something directly to do with her day job and like the bullet points in her job description, but it was something she really appreciated and found herself seeking out content and information and voices on that subject outside of her work, right? She was a big Brené Brown fan. I mean, who isn't? She loved to read books about compassionate leadership. She was big into radical candor. And she knew that, like, hey, I have an appetite for this topic. I have been forming my own ideas around it, and I feel like I can teach it to other people, or I can just share my opinions on it, even if I don't have original thoughts on it yet, which she did. But she started sharing her own leadership and mentorship lessons that she has gathered through her career in a LinkedIn post every weekday. And guess what happened? People who saw those posts started messaging her or commenting on them, telling her, I actually really look forward to your posts every day. Please keep creating this content. That was so interesting. Thank you for sharing. Oh, I love that tip. Or I'm going to share this book with my people, with my team. And then because she was flexing that muscle, because she was doing the reps of building her personal brand, she cultivated the confidence and the proactivity to volunteer to create and deliver a mindfulness training for her team and other teams at her company. She created a 30-minute session that she led and did some breakout activities with that really got people talking about mindfulness at work and in their everyday, because she cultivated the confidence and inner leadership, inner wisdom, from starting to lay the bricks on her personal brand. And then in turn, creating this training session internally for her people became part of her personal brand. She started to fold that into her personal brand. And now she's able to point to these really tangible contributions, these really tangible creative ideas and strategic initiatives that she's done to get ahead in her corporate job and pursue other really cool opportunities. Maybe it's consulting on building mindfulness trainings for other teams or delivering this at a nonprofit meeting that she's a part of. She's created external opportunities for herself outside of her 9-to-5. And that is ultimately what's creating and laying the bricks for her multi-hyphenate career path. And if she continues to lay the bricks, she could build a whole new house for her career dreams to live in. So where do we go from here? Well, here's your homework for this episode, this personal branding part one. If you are ready now to start investing in your personal brand from the beginning, from square one, or if you're ready to pick up your personal brand, pick it back up and start reinvesting in a personal brand that's already gotten some traction, I want you to message me on Instagram at Janelle Abrahami and tell me the topics that you are ready to nerd out on. I probably have some content ideas that you can start implementing right away, but I also want to follow you and I want to start creating or contributing to and hyping up and emphasizing your personal brand, because that's how it gets traction. That's how we all succeed. So reach out to me at Janelle Abrahami on Instagram. Tell me the topics you're so excited to nerd out on and build your personal brand around, and we can start strategizing some of those content ideas together. You've got this, Lunch Breaker. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. And remember to take your lunch break. I'll see you next time.